We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I remember it like it was yesterday. June 2nd, 1998.
Samantha.
I was working the weather department at KDK-TV.
Watch him make this molehill into a mountain. Watch this. Into a mountain. Yeah, into a Mount Washington.
Doomsday.
Watch this.
Yeah,
exactly.
There was a Mount Washington tornado. However, there were two swarms that plagued the region, and they came just after 5:30 down the Ohio River. Angry clouds. Corey Martin is a big-time television producer at KDK-TV on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Corey, good morning.
He's my man.
Good morning, guys.
Corey knows how important it was.
Come on.
Because he's doing a whole big story about it tonight, right?
Uh-huh.
I am. Yeah, it's one of those moments, if you lived in Pittsburgh on June 2nd, 1998, you're not going to forget it for the rest of your life,
yes,
right?
Yes, you are. I forgot it. Corey, I was asleep in my apartment in Mount Washington when it hit the windows. I remember it. I remember exactly what happened. I went back to sleep.
Of course you did.
I love Corey Martin, by the way. He's my man. Love him.
So, Corey, I know you got snagged Dennis Bowman, who ended up working with KDK-TV, but at the time he was with Channel 11.
Right.
I was on KDK-TV, and we went on the air uninterrupted, no commercial interruptions, from 5:30 basically to 11:35 with coverage. And there were two swarms of tornadoes. And Adam Gusky just said he was at the Pirates game, and the tornado formed and came right over the Ohio River and hit Mount Washington. Fortunately, no one killed, but a lot of damage.
No one killed. A couple flowers got pulled from their pots.
No, there were dozens of homes damaged and destroyed, Marty. Come on.
There was a little damage. I drove from my apartment to the damage.
Yeah, your luxury apartment, we know.
It was, actually.
Yeah.
So Corey says, hey, we're going to do this story. So he gathered some people, Dennis and I, and some other folks who are observers. And we go to this coffee shop in Mount Washington a couple of weeks ago, and there's a guy, Tom Horstman, who had a T-shirt on that said, I survived the Mount Washington tornado June 2nd, 1998, and you ended up talking to him. He was an eyewitness.
He was, yeah.
Where is he this morning at the bar?
I don't know. I'm
trying. Well, that's where he was that night. He might have been, who knows?
Hey,
Corey!
If anyone listening knows Tom Horstman, I'm trying to get him. He said he'd come on. We're looking for him.
Hammered.
You can call 866-391-1020. Just in case.
Isn't that what he said, though? He was at the bar?
Tom Horstman. He was at the bar. Yeah. Right, Cor?
Yeah, it was happy hour. It was, you know, it happened right, you know, 5:30, between 5:30 and 6. It was happy hour. Sure.
And he said he seen them angry clouds, and it was by the wind, and he told him when he saw a roof fly down the street, his buddies told him, get away from that window, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's he was
exactly
so
right.
Drunk,
exactly
he thought he saw a roof flying.
Oh, man. Corey, so... Who else did you talk
to? Well, we also, besides you and Dennis, we brought in now retired KDK photographer Linda Lubaczynski,
who was
working. She's the one who everyone's seen, I'm sure, on KDK TV, the famous shot of the tornado coming down on our tower cam down the river, hitting Mount Washington. And Linda is the one who turned the tower cam and caught the shot. So we talked to Linda about the moment that she saw it. She saw it before Larry saw it.
She may be the angriest person on earth.
No. I saw it first. I seen it.
I love Lube.
I was looking at the right. Yeah, Lube.
Yeah.
Oh, I could tell you stories. Oh, my God.
So I was looking at the radar, and I saw the signature red little hook on the Doppler. Then I looked at the camera, and there it was. I saw it first.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, Larry. Let's know that.
Anyway. So you went around and talked to people up there in Mount Washington. And we don't – the fact is, tornadoes are very rare in Pennsylvania. We only average 9 a year. And that night, we had, in two waves, 21 tornadoes around the region.
Yeah, it was a very, very rare instance. And, you know, like I said, it's something that you don't think of a tornado hitting Mount Washington right here in the city, but it did. And there were other areas that night as well, as you said. And it was one of those nights that you will never forget.
Well, it's interesting because I was in Texas, and Corey knows this, and I was in Oklahoma City. They had class 5. Okay, class 5 tornadoes.
Oh, that's serious business.
And I was actually in a tornado in Dallas and thought I was going to be killed. And so to see it hit my apartment, I had a high fever. I remember this. And the windows were shaking. It was kind of astounding for that to hit Pittsburgh, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. And it really hasn't happened to that degree in the city since.
No.
What time is the story, Aaron?
Can you guess? 5:45.
Look at you. Look at you.
Almost at the exact minute, 25 years ago today. Yeah.
And when Larry was last on television, it was in black and white. Is this one in color?
This one is in color. It's amazing. He looks great in Technicolor. It's wonderful.
And I saw some of the video. Television does put on weight, Larry. Okay? Just saying.
Corey, this is my life every day.
Corey knows. Believe me.
My life every day. I was Marty's producer on TV, and boy, I do not envy you.
You know, brother.
He's one of my favorite people on earth because he's so sarcastic and so professional at the same time.
Thank you for including me, and we'll look forward to the story on KDKA-TV at 5:45. Marty, did I mention I used to be on
Jesus.
TV? Corey Martin,
big-time
producer. Thank you, brother.
Thank you for having me, guys.
And if anyone has identified Tom Horstman from Mount Washington, 866-391-1020.
Stop. That's not his real name.
It is.
Wow.
Tom Horstman. I try to... Leave a Tom, we're supposed to talk.
Check
on the
bars,
radio.
The bars.
Come on, man. You've seen it. Them angry clods.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.